Folks, this can only happen because of those in this church who are willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Look at the life that was changed in this last trip. That man right there. I'm sure Jess's life was changed as well. But that man right there, those youth became friends with him. And he'll never be the same because of this church and the youth that are a part of this church. And we also have some fun. Again, this can only happen because of those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. It can't just be time. It can't just be talents. And it can't just be tithe, can it? Each of us have to give our time, our talents, and our tithe. You see, I could go on and on about the ministries in this church, but do you understand that this church is so powerful in this community only because, let's say it together, those in this church are willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. The staff of this church can only do ministry because you are willing to give your time, your talent, and your tithe. But in saying that, we need to remember that we do these things because we are called to make, let's say it together, we are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and the world. So we are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's what? By spreading God's what? And to be serving as what? The hands of Jesus. Our scripture for today says this: do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Folks, do you see where this church and this pastor's heart is? I hope you saw it on some faces this morning. We are here in Jesus' name to change people's life, to give people hope. Amen? As you consider your time, as you consider your talent, as you consider your tithe, and what you will be giving this church in 2010, I hope you remember the changed lives that you have seen today because of the ministries of your church. Not only in the eyes of those who were helped, but also in the eyes of those who did the helping. And remember, these lives can only be changed because those in this church who are willing to give their time, their talents, and their tithe. You see, it's all about changing lives for Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for the food that's downstairs, Lord. Thank you so much that we are so blessed to gather in this place, to freely worship you in any way we choose, Lord, and not be afraid. We thank you, God, for the power that you give us as Christians to go out into this world and to change lives in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you to help us stand up. We ask you, God, to anoint us in such a way that we are bothered when we don't stand up, Lord, and help you change the lives of those who are around us. We ask you, God, to bother us when we see hungry folks and we choose to do nothing about it. We ask you to speak to our hearts. And we give you praise for the ministries that are already happening in this church. give you praise for all of those willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. And we just ask, Lord, as we move into the rest of this year and the next year, that you would bless this church in a mighty way so that we could continue in mighty ways to change lives for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.